Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Okay, my name is Emily Wildhaber. Today is Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. And we are at the Cass County Historical Society, and I'm sitting here with Phyllis. Phyllis, could you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Phyllis Sexton-Schlein, and right now I live in Bates County, but I grew up in Cass County.
Wonderful. And you attended which schools?
I attended number 36, which was a rural school outside of Darty, Missouri, and Peach Grove School, which was outside of Garden City, Missouri, going towards Dayton.
Okay. What years was that you were attending those?
Oh, now we're going to test me,
aren't we? We're getting personal real quick.
I have the years. Let's see, because I went there my first to my eighth grade years, and so I can definitely pull that out, and we will have all of that right here. Sorry, I should have pulled
You're
it
fine.
Out. I'm making all kinds of noise in your recording. Okay, so I started school in 1957,
okay. And
I graduated from the eighth grade in 1965. So okay. Those were the years that I spent in one-room country schools.
Was that your mom wrote these out or you wrote these out?
No, my mom did. Oh, she had done a great job of recording my school history.
That's great. She's got the teachers on here and the years.
Right.
Okay, so your first school that you were in was?
Number 36.
Number 36.
Outside of Darty.
What do you remember about that?
I don't remember a whole lot. I have a few friends that I had made at that school. Not that I've kept in touch with them all my life, but I remember, you know, a few of the kids. And I really don't have much memory of that school.
Sure.
Because it was first grade. I went from the fall to March of my first grade year, and then we moved to another community. Mm-hmm. But I actually, a couple of the people that I started a school with there, I did stay in touch with through my life. I ran into one off and on, but the other one, we ended up going to the same high school. So anyhow, and she ended up being my granddaughter's grade school teacher. So
okay. We
stayed in touch.
Sure. Do you remember your teacher from that time?
I just remember her name, but I don't remember a real good visual of her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Or the building. Do you remember what the building looked like at all?
Yes. It was just a little salt box type building, if you will. Just a kind of more rectangle than it was square. But I can't really remember the interior that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And was it just your grade or were there all the grades in one room?
No, it was 1 through 8. One through eight, yes.
Okay.
So it was kind of overwhelming to this first grader coming off of the farm going in this room with all these other kids.
Absolutely. So you said you grew up on a farm?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. And then, so this was your first school experience here?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
No preschool, no daycare back in those days. Went to grandma's house for daycare. So.
Okay, wonderful. So after you moved from the first school,
right?
You said it was the second grade you went to?
No, I was still in the first grade.
Okay.
So it was March of my first grade year.
Okay.
And then that's when we moved to outside of Garden City and I started going to Peach Grove and continued there until I graduated from the eighth grade from there. So,
probably a few more memories from
there. A whole bunch more. Yes.
So tell me about that school specifically.
It was a one-room country school classroom, I should say. There was an entryway that was part of the building, and so that was where we had our coat rack, which was just hooks on the wall, and a big table, I remember, with sides on it. We all lined our lunch boxes in there, and then there was a hand washing station where you had a pan and a bucket of water, because there's no running water there. And then you went inside to the classroom, and I remember a stove in the back of the room. I think at one time it was probably a coal stove, but I think by the time I went there, it was an oil-burning stove. So, and I remember that younger ones always set up to the beginning, you know, at the front of the mm-hmm. classroom, with blackboard was up behind the teacher's desk. And then as the older you got the privilege of sitting in the back of the room. So, and recess was always fun. You went outside, you played, you know, we had some equipment there outside, like swings and teeter-totter, but we played a lot of ball, you know, especially when we had some of the boys, they taught us how to play baseball. And in the wintertime, we went out, bundled up, and went out and played things like duck, duck, goose in the snow and, you know, things like that. So, yeah, a lot of free time running activities that kids don't necessarily get to do. So,
what was your favorite to play?
Oh my. You know, I just loved it all. Yeah. I just don't remember one particular thing, you know, from then.
Sure. Were you a good baseball player?
I was mediocre. I had this one boy that taught me how, and I tried to use everything he taught me, and they said I did okay. So.
Good enough. How would you describe yourself as a kid?
I think I was kind of outgoing. Sometimes I was shy, but I think I was outgoing. And then when my little sister started there, I had to be the protector of her. Mm. That was my role. Because there was always going to be some bit older boy that wants to pick on some of the little ones.
Sure.
Oh, but yeah, I was pretty outgoing. I had a teacher that really wanted me to use my voice, and we used to have what we called activity days, where we would go and they would have all these different country schools come into, like, Garden City, where they had a big elementary school and high school all together at that time. And we would do things there, like the whole school would sing songs, or we'd have quartets, and they did things like declamations, which was a one-person speech, or you'd have a two-person play. But I had this one teacher that just kept working with me, and actually I enjoyed it after I tried it a few times.
Were you reluctant at first?
Yes. I was, but it worked out.
So other than speeches and declamation, what do you remember lessons being like, focusing on?
Oh, it was because you're always, the classroom is always something going on. The younger ones are doing one type of work, and older kids are doing another type of work. And it's just so varied. You know, I can remember the books that we had that we studied from for geography. I love geography and history. But I can also remember the books about art, you know, and that's when I started learning about, there were famous painters out there, and then we had a piano, upright piano in the school, and the different teachers could play, and we had some of the older students that could play and actually tried to teach me to play. So
tried,
yes. I'm a one note, one hand person. So, but
a lot going on in one room.
Pardon?
That's a lot going on in one room.
Yes, there was. So you really had to learn to focus on your own work, or you're going to get behind. So anyhow, that's about all I can remember of it.
Sure. What do you remember about your classmates? Who were you friends with? Who were you not friends with?
Oh, wow. We, you know, in such a small school, you were all friends. And yet there would be those days where there'd be those disagreements, and then you just got beyond it. And, you know, a lot of people that I went to school with there, I still see from time to time. So it's lifelong memories there. But like I said, everybody went outside, all grades went outside at the same time. And so we all played outside at the same time. So it wasn't like there was older kids with one game and younger kids with the other. We just all played together, because at some times there was maybe 10, 12 kids and that was all we had. So you better all play together if you want to play baseball.
So 10 to 12, was that the average? Or?
I think so. I was trying to remember back. Feel free to look through these are the school, the whole school. That was all of us right there. And a lot of times we had two pitchers a year, because I think they took it in the fall and then again in the spring.
Okay, which one's you?
This is me. And that one's me right there.
Okay. Do you remember this teacher?
Oh, yes. Roberta Allen was my first teacher at Peach Grove. She was phenomenal. And I ended up with her being my honor society sponsor when I got to high school, and stayed friends with her for all those years.
What
wonderful
made her
lady. Oh, she was so energetic, and she just introduced us to so many things. We used to have the most wonderful school trips, and I know she was the one instrumental in making those happen. Now, if we needed money, all of the parents got together, and we did things like pie and box supper. And that's where you decorated up a shoebox, and then it got auctioned off. Somebody bought that to eat dinner with you. Or we had pies, and they got auctioned off. So they could make money for us kids to go on school trips. And some of them I can remember went to Fort Osage. And I know one time we got to ride on a train. I don't remember how far we rode, like Amtrak, you know. But that was a new experience. We went to back then, instead of the Royals, we had the A's in Kansas City, and it was a downtown stadium. We went to that. But we went to places like Lay's Potato Chips and Coca-Cola plant and a dairy processing where they were making milk, you know, turning milk into bottled milk and the pasteurizing process and cottage cheese and cheese. So we learned things by actually experiencing them. You know, there was always sampling, so that always got a kid's attention.
That's wonderful. Let's see if I can get it right. Alan?
That's me,
all
yes.
Right. Okay, and then?
That teacher, this was my fifth grade year, so that was the new teacher. Her name was Mrs. Bala. And I'm that one. I went with shorter hair that year. And let's see, was that the same year? Yes, same year. So, like I said, I think they must have taken them in the fall and in the spring. Mm-hmm. A lot of farm people change farms in those times of years. So I guess maybe that's why the photographer always came then, because then we might have new kids or we might not, you know. Yep, that was me.
And so, was your first teacher the one that stood out most to you?
Yes, she really was. Yes. I can remember the others somewhat, but I think because Robert Allen was with us for so many years and we did so many things that I just, you know. And then, like I said, I knew her again in high school, you mm-hmm. know.
So would it just be one teacher for all the grades?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So
goodness.
Each, that as you see there in the picture, those are all grades mm-hmm. and one teacher. So that was a big job. I mean, now that I'm an adult, I think, wow. And then I'm a grandmother and great-grandmother. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of kids to keep busy.
Sure. Did you feel like you got a good education?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes, I really do. Yeah.
Do you ever get in trouble?
Oh, I'm sure I did. Don't necessarily remember too much, but I'm sure I did. I couldn't have been that perfect.
Sure. Eight years is a long time.
It was probably me talking that got me in trouble if I remembered real.
What would you describe as your, what do you feel like were your best memories from that time?
My best memories. Oh, my goodness. The people and how we all cared about each other. Because everybody cared. You know, parents were involved in the school. And kids knew each other and knew families. And it just, I really think that was the main thing. We were all there for a purpose, get an education. It was very important to, like my dad, he didn't get to go beyond 8th grade. Mm. And so he always, he had me believing you couldn't get anything but an E or you were in trouble. And I tried to do that, you know. But I realized it was important to him. And that was really the whole concept, I think, of the communities. The schools were important. And even people that their children were grown or if they didn't have children, they were still involved in the school. So it was a community effort. That's it, the people. Mm-hmm. I think that was the most important thing.
You said an E. What was the grading scale?
Oh, okay. An E is like an A is now.
Okay.
You know.
Is it so, excellent?
Yes.
Or, okay.
E was excellent. S was satisfactory. Was M was always, I was always told mediocre, but I don't remember. Let's see. And then what was the one after M? I think it was I for inferior and F was failure.
Oh, no.
I'm sure if I had one of my report cards, which I didn't bring any of those, it probably tells us on there. But I think that was the scale. So. Okay.
All right. So those are your best memories. Do you have any worst memories?
Yes. I can remember sitting in the country school with my classmates the day we learned that John F. Kennedy was assassinated. We had no television, but we did have a radio. Mm. And the lady up the hill had come down and told the teacher, and we turned on the radio. And let's see, I was probably 6th grade then, anyway. And, you know, we discussed the sadness of it, you know, and I can just remember, you know, as kids, we knew what should be done to that guy that shot our president, but it was a pretty emotional day that I can remember. So that was the saddest day.
That's, you know, very historical. Do you remember, like, the moon landing or anything like that? Or?
Well, by the time we had the moon landing, I had graduated high school.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, I do remember it.
My timeline's a little off.
I actually remember that because I had gone with my cousin to his home to visit my aunt, and we stood outside and looked up at the moon and said, wow, they're walking around up there, and we're down here looking up. So.
Okay. Did you feel, when you were at school, did you feel like you had a sense of, like, the larger world, like, with President Kennedy, or was
it pretty
insular?
At that point, yes, you know, because back then, if you had one TV in the house, that was phenomenal. And, you know, you had a radio, you listened to that. But I don't think I knew that much about the world at that point in time. It was pretty much our community, you know. I did travel out of state to visit relatives in Arkansas with my grandparents, but, you know, it was still a pretty small world for that I lived in at that time. So.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's see. Do you have any particular stories you want to share or anything that stands out to you from your time there?
Oh, not that I can think that would be significant for this.
It's all significant. What was significant to you is significant.
It was just the when we practiced for our activity days when we were going to other schools, and then going and being in competition with other country schools, you know, in that bigger setting. That was that was huge to us, you know, back then. And I can remember we would practice our songs and whatever, you know, if we were doing a play or if we were, you know, giving a speech, whatever, because you were putting your best foot forward when you went to that activity day, because here's all these other schools, you know. So I can kind of remember that we all pulled together and worked on that. But, school trips, those were phenomenal because we got to see parts of the world that we had no idea of. Just like I said, going to, you know, different places, went to Fort Osage. I remember that was pretty historical to us, you know. And then the different things that we did in Kansas City, visiting the different plants, seeing things processed and how it came to be from there to our grocery store. Of course, growing up on a farm, we pretty much did everything at home, you know. Getting a bag of potato chips, that was a treat. You didn't just have them in the house all the time like we do now, you know. So those sorts of things. And we actually milked our own cows, so we didn't even buy that much milk from the store. So that was pretty awesome.
You mentioned songs, plays. Do you remember any in particular that you all did?
Oh, not exactly. No, I had read, when I was going through the history, my mom had gathered why, as I read some of the names, then I would remember, but right off, I can't remember.
Sure. So, when you were attending school, what did you foresee for yourself in terms of where you were going next, how your life was going to go? Did you have anything in particular you wanted to be or wanted to do?
Yes, I loved books. And being in a one-room country school, we actually had bookmobiles come to the school. That was one of my favorite times because I love to read. And I had thought about being a librarian because I love books. I also thought about being a teacher because of that first teacher, Roberta Allen. I wanted to be like her. And so that kind of formed my thoughts at that time. And then I got a little older and I decided I wanted to be a secretary. And that was where I ended up. Most of my career was secretary. But now I am the volunteer librarian for the Adrian Community Library. So I'm the Thursday morning librarian.
Look at that.
So kind of come full circle. And when I was working, I actually did some instructing. So I got to do that piece of what I wanted to do. So I kind of feel like I ended up doing all of my career goals.
Fantastic. You dabbled.
I did.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, you do have this goodie bag here with you. I don't want to ignore. Is there anything else in here you wanted to touch on?
Oh, well, we were talking about the activity day, and this was like a program from the activity day. Uh-huh. So that was the things that we did. And so, like I said, we would go into we went into Garden City schools where we went to, because that was the biggest school in the area. And so they had some of those teachers from that school were the judges, and they had to decide which ones got what. And so, but my mom had saved this program, so that kind of gives you an idea of what the program was.
Declamation, Phyllis Stillfield.
That was another Phyllis. That was not me.
That's not you.
She was known as Big Phyllis, and I was known as Little Phyllis because she was older than me. So, yeah, so I'm down here. I didn't win anything that year, but yeah. I did later. I think that was when I really started getting competitive.
Said, you gotta do better next time. Piano solo.
That was, yes, one of our.
Jane.
Yes.
Glee Club. Blue Jail Fly.
Oh,
Billy
yes.
Boy?
Yes, those were the two songs. There you go. You were asking about songs. There's two of them.
Do you and remember them?
Not really. The one that I remember most was This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is... something along that was one of the songs we sang, I think. But I might not be remembering that clearly. That was from another particular time. So.
Sure.
But these were like... programs, you know, and back then you just didn't have, you know, copy machines and things like that. You did things by hand. You know, like here was like our Christmas program for school. We did everything. We drew pictures on the front, and then we hand wrote what the program was going to be. So that would have been the program, let's see, December of 1962. And then we had...
Come to our Christmas program. Please bring homemade candy or homemade cookies.
Yes, yes, because then we'd have snacks after we had the program.
Now, is this you or is this Big Phyllis?
Let's see. 62 was probably me.
You were a snowman.
I'm pretty sure that was me. Yes. Looks like Phyllis had already graduated then. So, yep, that would have been me.
Did you have a costume?
You know, I don't remember. Isn't that funny? When I was looking at that, I thought, I don't remember being the snowman. And then we, these were other Christmas programs, but I don't remember who ended up having a way to copy them, but that reminds me of the old mimeograph machine. So I don't know, somebody must have had a friend that ran it off for us, but we did everything handmade. You know, it's like we took Christmas cards and recycled them onto construction paper. But my mom had saved these, which was just phenomenal to me. So like this, when I was 10 years old, I was in the fifth grade, and that tells, you know, what we were doing. So.
And then Sandra, was that your sister?
Yes. Yes. That was her. Yes.
Phyllis age 10, Sandy age 6. So you do the Christmas program every year?
Yes, absolutely. Here's some of the outside pictures, and I don't know why I'm wrestling with that person, but that's, as you can see, it's country school. We are in the country, so that was Peach Grove.
You had a swing set?
Yes, swing set, teeter-totter, that was our equipment, and then, of course, a ball to play dodgeball or kickball with. And they're so old and blurred, but I didn't even remember I had these.
Do you know who took these?
I am not sure if I had gotten a camera at that time and just took it to school, or if my mom came and took some. I honestly don't remember.
Was the stove... did it work well? Was it warm in there, or was it cold in winter?
Sometimes it was warm when you got around the stove, but when you were on the outer sides, you know, it was cold. I can remember wearing my gloves in school.
Everybody on the teeter-totter.
That was the bathroom, because back then all you had was an outhouse.
You said no plumbing, yeah.
Yeah, and so they had built a partition, if you will, around it, so that both boys and girls, there was privacy. You know, the boys had one and the girls had one, but then that way you could walk in around, and then while you were waiting your turn, you were out of sight, you know. And then when the door opened, and if the wind caught it or whatever, you know, you were all protected. But I don't know why we decided in that picture we had to get all over it, but gee, what a memory.
Oh, it says, on the back it says, girls' restroom, last day of school, Peach Grove.
Okay, yeah, so that was that was significant that day.
Is that playing ball?
Yep, there we go, yep.
Phyllis and Phil.
Right.
You remember Phil?
Yep, I remember Phil, yep.
Okay, wonderful. So, after Peach Grove.
Mm-hmm. Then I went to high school.
Okay.
I went to Sherwood.
Okay.
And I went there all 4 years and graduated in 1969 from Sherwood Cass R8.
How big was that?
Oh, my. That seemed huge after the country school. And I remember our junior year, we divided up to sell magazines so that we could sponsor the junior-senior prom, and we were equally numbered, 25 boys and 25 girls.
Wow.
So my graduating class was about 50.
That
so,
is a big difference. Yes. Was that an adjustment?
The first year, yes. When I got there as a freshman, I just felt like a fish out of water, and it took a while. And it's funny, a few years ago, we had our 50-year anniversary, and 50-year class reunion, rather. And when we were planning it, it was so funny talking with the others on the committee. We all had come from different parts, you know, others from country school, and some had gone to the Garden City Elementary School. Everybody was feeling the same way I was, but I thought I was the only one that didn't know anybody. Mm. And absolutely everybody felt that way. So it was adjustment. You know, by the time you got to be a senior, why, you felt like, you know, you knew the world, you knew everything. So
after you left Peach Grove, do you know how long it was running, or?
One more year, I believe.
Okay,
and then they folded and went in town. And okay. My sister went to the big school at Garden City. I think she had one more year at Peach Grove. I know they did because I actually went back. I found it in the papers that I went back the following year and participated in the eighth grade graduation because the girl that was graduating, we'd been friends. And mm-hmm. She had me do something at her graduation. So give a little talk anyway. So yes, it was one more year, and then after that, then it dissolved. And I think it had just, the attendance had gotten so small because people were starting to send their kids into the town school instead of the country school, because we had no bus or anything. It was up to parents to get the kids there, or as I rode my bicycle to school for many years, mm-hmm. or my sister and I walked, you know, not always.
How far was it?
You know, it was probably, oh my, 3 miles, probably 3 miles. Okay. Yeah.
And when Sandy started going to the Garden City School, how far was that?
That was only about 5 miles to go on all the way into town. Yes. Okay. So, cause Peach Grove's not that far outside of Garden City.
So did they start busing when Peach Grove closed down, or was it still up to?
If you went to Garden City or Sherwood, there was a bus. And it came right to the end of our lane. We lived up a long lane, so it just stopped on the road down at the end of the lane. So, yeah.
So what happened to the building, Peach Grove?
You know, I wish I had taken pictures of it because it is now gone. Mm. Actually, the property that the school sat on belonged to the farm there. And so the people that owned it, their daughter and her husband now live there. So that's his cow barn location. So when I tell my grandkids, that's where I went to school, they think I went to school in the cow barn.
So did you ever go back before it got torn down? Or?
Well, like that next year when my sister was still there, I went to, you know, any school functions or the graduation of my friend. But, you know, other than that, I was in school when they were in school, so not really.
Was there anything you wanted to touch on that we haven't hit yet?
Oh, I was just going to show you. These were the pictures of my graduation show. It shows some inside pictures there of the what it looked like when I graduated.
Like the streamers hanging up there. That's fun. And there's the piano. What are they holding up there?
I don't remember. And I looked and I didn't see anything on the back that it says what's showing. It was a gift for the teacher, it says on the back, but I don't remember what the gift was. And that would have been very appropriate. Mrs. Smith would have really liked that, the Last Supper, so that may just be what it was.
All right, standing up, did you have a...
We were singing our school song.
Yes. Yep.
The whole
Peach Grove had a school song?
Well, I mean, the whole school was singing a song.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You didn't have like a formal...
No, we didn't. Let's see. For my graduation, we would have sang It Is No Secret, one of my favorite songs.
Oh.
This was my program from my eighth grade graduation.
Do you remember, would you be willing to sing a little bit for us?
Oh, I don't sing, but... I just know it is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he can do for you. I can only remember that part. And my motto happened to be, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. So it went well with my motto.
Well, yeah. So. In your graduation dress.
Yes. And that was my piano at home. My mom got me a piano because I wanted to learn, but I never did really learn that well.
And you have school colors.
Yes.
And
Those were, each graduate got to pick their own colors. So my colors were red and white. So.
And you did the declamation?
Yes. And that's probably my notes. Let's see, I had to give the class will. So it looks like those were my notes. Mom just stapled it all in there. Mm-hmm. So you always did a will and bequeathed all of this and that to the other classmates.
I was going to say, what does that mean, a class will?
Oh, let's see. Some example would be like, you know, I would give someone my study ability, or I'd give someone my pencils, so they always had pencils to do their homework, or I was trying to remember some of the others. But
do you mind if I read some of it?
I don't mind. Go ahead.
Okay, class will. This is my will to my schoolmates as I am graduating from dear old Peach Grove in 1965. If all the graduates of Peach Grove have memories of it as I do, they would be a little sorry to leave as I am. This is a list of all my schoolmates and their inheritance. First of all, I want to will to all my schoolmates my good times at Peach Grove. To Lorraine. You remember Lorraine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I will my erasers so she won't be bothering the teachers all the time. Oh, Phyllis! To Joyce, I will my clipboard, although she doesn't need it because she has enough trouble with her own. I will my ability to get along with people to Sharon Barnum, although she doesn't need it with her sweet personality. My pencils I will to Julia Matter so she can get her lessons.
That was actually pronounced Motter.
Motter.
Uh-huh.
To Larry, I will all my declamation. I hope he can do better than I did. To Loris, I will my ability to play the piano. Good luck. Oh, this is great. Very personal to each person.
You're supposed to always try to put a little humor in it, you
sure.
know.
And so. Great. Do you remember your declamation?
No, I don't.
Is that like a class president graduating speech, or
I can't really remember what. I can't remember whether I just gave a talk or I just don't remember, because that was my will, and then there was a class prophecy I thought somebody gave, but I don't remember. Yes, because Linda gave the class prophecy, and that
what
was always that was like telling in the future where everybody would be and what they would do, you know, who was going to be the teacher, who was going to be the farmer, who.
Do you remember what she prophesied about you?
No, I don't. And I didn't find a copy of it in there, so I didn't know.
Because
this would have been the size of the school when I graduated. That's okay. All of us there.
Like about 10 kids that year? Okay. So.
Yep, that was
you.
Me.
Which one's your sister?
That's my sister right
okay.
there.
Great.
And that was our teacher. She was a very sweet lady. Mm. I remember her. Oh. And then the only other picture I do have, I mentioned the pie and box supper. That was my very first pie and box supper. And there I am with my decorated box. This was I was still at number 36 school at that time. And all I remember is the boy that got mine. He was so mad at his dad because he didn't want mine. It was some other girl he was sweet on, and dad mistakenly bought my box for him. All I remember is he was so mad he hated sitting there eating his dinner with me.
Oh, no.
And, of course, you see, I'm pretty, well, it's first grade. I was a little girl,
sure.
you know. And I was just, I was so happy because I remember he was a cute guy. And it was like, he didn't want to eat dinner with me.
Oh.
But I remember my mom and I taking Kleenexes and folding them back and forth. And you tie them in the middle. And tear the ends, and then you fluff that all out, and that made the flower for the top of the box. And
that's
then
great.
It was the shoebox that we'd covered in colored paper or something, and then inside was your whatever sandwiches or cake or pie, or I don't even remember what we put in it, but anyway. And then this was actually number 36 school. That was the school and classmates when I was there.
Ah. So, which one's you in that one?
Let's see. That's me right there with my little sister in front of me.
Mm.
My mom, I think she must have, well, she had to have come and taken that picture because mm-hmm. my sister was there. And so my sister got to be in the picture, of course.
I guess y'all didn't have, you know, uniforms or anything like that.
No, no. Everybody, you know, came to school in whatever they had, mm-hmm. you know. Usually farm clothes because then they had to go home and do chores. Probably did chores before they came to school. That was very appropriate. So.
Goodness. That's great. What do you feel like are the biggest or the best lessons you came away from your country school time with?
Oh, wow.
It's a big question.
Oh. I'm not sure. Maybe how important it is to get along with people of different backgrounds and different ages and, yeah, probably getting along with people.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Okay. I think that might be most of the questions I have. Do you have anything else you wanted to touch on?
I was going to double check my notes and see if I had thought of anything else I wanted to share, and I think I pretty well told everything, because I mentioned Activity Day, but we also had Play Day, where the country schools just got together and had, like, baseball games and relay races and a basket dinner. It was just like a fun day, you know. We did do that, and that was different than the Activity Day where you actually got, you know, graded, so to speak. So, yeah, I think I pretty well touched on everything I wanted to share. So, let me see if I had anything important on the back of this sheet. I tried to think of things that might be of interest to be part of the history. That's it.
Wonderful. Well, this has been fantastic. We really appreciate you sharing. I'll go ahead and stop this if you're ready.
Thanks for inviting me.